Aliyah, welcome to New Life Live, and thanks for listening to us on the New Life app.
Hi, yeah. My question is, how can I cope with surrendering to God when He asked me to do crazy stuff? And the crazy stuff is because yesterday I was at church and I just had this random thought, like, hey, and I was talking to the ladies in the church, and I was like, I need to get rid of my books because there's a lot of them that have, like, cussing in it and, like, very dirty scenes in it. And I'm like, can you guys offer me a, like, good, like, Christian recommendation? And last night, I got in my bed about 11 o'clock midnight, and God told me, he was like, get those books and, you know, put them in a tote. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Eventually, yeah, I got up, put the books in the tote, and then there was this one book that, like, broke my heart. And I'm like, God, please let me finish reading this book. God, I just started it. And I eventually put it in the tote, but it was very hard for me.
Mm-hmm. Was it one of these books that has explicit scenes and language in it, too?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. But you wanted to finish this book in particular. Why is that?
It was the third book in a series.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you just wanted to finish the series. JJ, what do you think?
And what's your question, Aliyah? Could you restate it
again? Like, how can I cope with surrendering to God when he asks me to do crazy stuff?
Like getting rid of all your books.
Yeah, like getting rid of all your books.
And when you say, when you say cope, what do you mean by that, cope? Did you do it?
Like,
are you struggling to do it?
I did it. Like, all the books that was in my room, I still have to go through my storage unit. But it's just, like, very heartbreaking because I don't know how much money I spent on all my books, but I do have, like, a mini library. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, I don't know what to do on my books.
So God just told you to put them in a tote bag or something. Did he say throw them away or burn them or give them away or anything like that?
Not yet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. JJ, what do you think?
Aliyah, you're in good company because the scripture is filled with people who God said to do some kind of crazy things. And many of them struggled with those instructions. Many of them delayed following through on those instructions. Many of them came up with their own plan, nuanced what God suggested or what God commanded. Some of them did the exact opposite of what God told them to do. So you're in good company. And by the way, all of us, right? Myself included, it is sometimes really hard to surrender to God's will because we are short-sighted. We only see the immediate, what's in front of us, and God sees it all. He has the whole of history, the whole timeline of history before him because he's outside of time. And trusting in him is good for us, but it can be really, really difficult. So there's a couple of things I think that can be helpful in this regard. Whenever we're trying to understand and then follow through on God's will, God's direction, we want to look at four streams or four ways that God communicates with us. Certainly he communicates through his word, right? The Holy Bible, and that's unerring, infallible. And so anytime we get something in scripture, thou shalt not kill. Okay. It's pretty straightforward. There's not a lot of nuance there. Nothing hard to figure out there. Correct. But then he also communicates with us through prayer, through things that we sense, like what happened with you is you're sitting in your room or on your bed or whatever, and you just sense God say, go and get those books, put them in a tote right now. Okay, so that's a different way, but it's more subjective. How do I know that this was God and not just me and my thoughts? And that's where we want to run it through the first one, which is God's word, but we also want to run it through the third one, which is that scripture tells us that there's great wisdom in the counsel of many. Mm. In other words, God speaks to us through other wise people. People who walk with the Lord. And so it's always good. Anytime I get a sense that God is leading me to do a thing or not do a thing is to talk with my fellow believers who I know walk with the Lord, who have wisdom to say, hey, here's what I'm sensing. What do you get? What do you think? What do you think about this? How should I do this? And then finally circumstances, and we can get into that later. But certainly walking through those four streams whenever all four line up, that gives us a pretty clear indication this is where God's leading us. But we also recognize sometimes he asks us to surrender things that are hard to let go of because we're trusting in something that he wants us to let go of so we can more accurately trust in him.
Mark?
Yeah. Well, I don't have tons to say. I think JJ really covered it well. I mean, here's what I would say to you, Ilya, because I think we all struggle with this. And as JJ said, you know, the sermon yesterday actually was on Abraham and having to sacrifice Isaac. So obviously not quite the same thing, but metaphorically, it is the same thing here. And sometimes we don't understand why God wants us to do something, but it sounds like in this situation, you clearly do understand why God wants you to do it. And I'm sure other people can probably correlate with this. I mean, I've struggled with this too, where I'm in the middle of watching a show or a series, and then stuff happens in there, and you're like, I don't know if I want to continue watching this. And that happened to me recently, and I'd watched the whole season of this one show, and then I'm like halfway through the second, and I'm like, I'm not going to watch the rest of it. It just doesn't really resonate with my values. Yeah. And so I just stopped doing it. And, you know, it's hard at first to do that, especially when you're really into something. But here's what I would challenge you. If you really spent a lot of money on something and you purchased something and then you realized that that thing was actually causing you cancer, would you continue using it if you knew it was slowly killing you? I don't know if you would. What do you think about that thought?
No, I wouldn't. That's why it was like pretty easy to get rid of every other book except for that one. But my also hang up is God hasn't told me, you know, where to take these books. So I'm thinking, let me, you know, donate it to the library. But also my other thought is, am I enabling other people to pick up these books if I put them, you know, take them to the library?
Well, that's a really good thought, because if it's not good for you, should it be good for other people? So I encourage you to ponder on that. I think you just take it step by step right now. I mean, that's what Abraham did in the story with Isaac. He just took it step by step and God told him what to do in the end. So I think you really know what to do. It's just hard. But, you know, Jesus once said, wherever your treasure is, that's where your heart is.